for our listeners and audience at home, what would you say is the secret sauce that makes Harlem Mob special and different from other bands?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because, you know, I'm in our band. I only know the way that we do things. I don't necessarily know how other bands do things. But, I mean, for us, we've been friends for so long. We essentially grew up together. You know, Paul and I were playing metal bands all through high school and stuff coming up. We knew each other through that. We started playing together. You know, Paul and Sam had been playing together before that. Sam's our drummer. And, you know, so we're really tight. We know each other really well outside of music. You know, we're best friends, and that definitely makes things sometimes harder, you know, because it's like your brother. You know, you fight with them, you don't pull any punches. But it's also better because we know each other so well. We know, you know, musically and personality wise, you know. So I don't know. It's a different thing for us to kind of get used to. It took us a little while, I guess, to get used to being a business and not just, like, kids, you know, trekking around, you know, diddling ourselves. Like, we have to really take it seriously because we're all kind of in this together, and it's really, we have all of our eggs in this one basket, you know? And especially as we kind of got into dealing with record labels and management companies and stuff like that, it just gets more and more complicated, and it really is like, I mean, it feels like it's us against the world, you know? So we're very, very tight in that way, and we write all our songs together. You know, we're very democratic. We all have equal say in everything. So I know that's a lot of different. That's different from a lot of other bands, you know? That's I know a lot of bands have sort of one guy who writes the songs and leads the band, and then he's like the front man, and that's it, you know? But for us, it's kind of, we all write together, you know? Maybe one of us will write a few parts and we'll build from there, but, you know, there's never, like, one of us comes in and, like, teaches the other guys all their parts, you know? We're very, like, we want to hear everyone's opinion, and just like with everything else, it makes it harder sometimes, but, you know, in the end, it's what comes out is the Parlor Mob. It's our record, so, I mean, we don't change anything in that process, you know? It's just, I don't know, man, we play hard, you know? We're not, like, soft, you know what I mean? We have a lot of different flavors musically, you know, we like things. It's like in that whole emotional spectrum, you know, where we're not like a metal band. We don't want to just be on 10 all the time. It's not who we are, you know, so. But I'm saying, like, when we play shows, we definitely go hard all the time, you know. And that's something I don't really see a lot of other bands doing, you know. It's we take a lot of pride in musicianship and, like, kind of, you know, being an actual band, you know, playing our instruments and not sampling anything. You know, if we need a synth part, one of us has to play it at the same time as we're doing something else. You know, we're not gonna, there's no tracks. We make our records. We don't auto-tune the shit. You know what I mean? We don't, like, it's just that sort of thing. We try to keep it as real as we can, you know. And,
can you recall a moment where you guys had that epiphany that it's not about one person but the whole group?
A lot of moments throughout our career, really, where you know, maybe four of us will feel one way, right? One of us feels very strongly the other way, and if one of us feels very strongly in one way about anything, then, you know, we need to find a different solution. We're not, like, things, I mean, I guess there's trivial decisions where it's kind of majority rules, but, you know, we've just always done it this way. We've never kind of boxed anyone out in the band. We want everyone to feel respected and feel like they have a stake in what we're doing, because we all do, you know? So, I mean, things for us have always been, no matter what, if someone doesn't want to do something, like, hardcore, we'll talk and talk about it till we're blue in the face, but, I mean, if that's it, that's it. You know, we need to find another solution. So that's kind of, you know, we look out for each other like that, and, you know, if, like, maybe the band, we come to a decision that I don't necessarily agree with, I still support it, you know what I mean? Because we're a band, you know what I mean? We're not, like, everything else I was saying before, you know, it's just sort of, we're very, very tight like that, you know, I guess it's sort of the Parlor Mob thing, you know, we literally feel like a fucking gang, you know, it's that sort of mentality.